Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And today we're going to look at Hosea chapter 11, verse 1 in the so-called Septuagint and show how it completely ruins this verse. Also, I'm going to show you how that when the New Testament quotes Hosea chapter 11, verse 1, it goes with the way it reads in the original Hebrew and not in the Septuagint that we have today. A lot of people will say today, well, how can you say anything against the Septuagint? I mean, that's what the apostles were quoting from in Scripture. Well, I'm going to prove to you that in this case, they were not quoting it. I'm not saying that the apostles didn't have a Greek New Testament that they used or that they didn't have a Septuagint. There are many Septuagints. But what I'm saying is that what we have today, the so-called Septuagint of today, which is based on the manuscripts of Vaticanus, Sinaiticus, Alexandrinus, and other corrupt manuscripts, is not what the apostles had in front of them when they were writing Scripture. So let's look at this together. Let's start by looking at the original Hebrew verse right here. I've written it out on the board here. It says, Ki na'ar Yisrael, when a child Israel, so when Israel was a child, va'ohavehu, then I loved him, the ohavehu, u mi Mitzrayim, and from Egypt, u means and, mi means from, Mitzrayim, Egypt. And these are the two important words to look at here. Karati livni. So he says, when Israel was a child, then I loved him, and out of Egypt, I called my son. Okay. Now, this is a very basic sentence in Hebrew. Somebody who had even just had like one semester of Bible college Hebrew could probably understand these last two words, karati livni, because, you know, this word ben, which means son, is such a basic word, livni, to my son. It's this E ending that makes it my son. Okay, that first person, singular, possessive, my son. Okay. Now, let's look at what the Septuagint does, and let's look at what the New Testament does, okay? So here it is in the Greek Septuagint. Oti nipios Israel, ke go igapisavton, ke ex Egyptu, metakalisa ta tekna aftu. For Israel is a child, and I loved him, and out of Egypt, ex Egyptu, and this is the key phrase right here, Metakalisa, I called, ta tekna aftu. This does not say I called my son. So the Hebrew scripture, Hosea 11:1 says, out of Egypt I called my son. The Septuagint doesn't say I called my son. It says I called his children. His children. Ta tekna is plural. So instead of saying my son, it says his children. Aftu doesn't mean my, it means his. So instead of saying, out of Egypt have I called my son, it says, out of Egypt have I called his children, plural. So the his is wrong, and the children, plural, is wrong. And you know what? There's no way in the world that you could ever get ta tekna aftu out of this phrase right here, livni. Okay, because this is clearly a first person singular, my son. My singular, son singular. It's not his sons. Okay. Now, let's look at the New Testament, quoting the scripture. Ina plirothi to rithen ipo tu kiriu via tu profitu leondos ex Egyptu ekalisa tonionmu. So, ina plirothi, in order that it would be fulfilled, to rithen, the word, or the saying rather, ipo tu kiriu, of the Lord, it was spoken by the Lord, the saying of the Lord, what he said, via tu profitu, through the prophet, leondos, saying, and here's the key, ex Egyptu, notice the Septuagint here, ex Egyptu, ekalisa, just like up here, metakalisa, same thing, this met at the beginning doesn't make any significant difference, it's the same word, metakalisa, ekalisa, ton yon mu. Instead of ta tekna aftu, it says ton yon mu. This is singular, the son my. Mu is my. So here we have the Hebrew saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. And then here we have the New Testament author quoting the Hebrew perfectly, ton yonmu, my son. And then up here we have the Septuagint totally butchering it and saying ta tekna aftu, which is not even close to being a right translation of this. Now, here's the thing, okay? This is an important scripture because it's a prophecy about Jesus Christ. Out of Egypt have I called my son is going to prophetically apply to Jesus because it was Jesus who went down into Egypt and was there until the death of Herod, and then his family brought him back up from Egypt. And so that's an important messianic scripture in Hosea chapter 11 if you're actually reading the correct Bible, if you've got a Hebrew Old Testament or a translation of the Hebrew Old Testament like a King James Version in front of you, that's what it's going to say. But then we've got the Septuagint totally wrong. So a couple things to take away from this is that, number one, the Septuagint is wrong and butchered an important messianic passage. And number two, Matthew did not have this so-called Septuagint in front of him when he's writing the book of Matthew. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't read from a Greek Old Testament or a Greek translation of the Old Testament or even a Septuagint. Okay. Some edition of a Septuagint. Sometimes you'll see Septuaginta, plural. Okay. But I will tell you this, he certainly didn't have this piece of junk in front of him. And so the so-called Septuagint that we have today, which is from the 4th century AD and later, so it's from hundreds of years after the time of Christ, is not reliable whatsoever, and it has no authority whatsoever. The final authority is the Hebrew Masoretic text underlying versions like the King James Version that translate 100% from the Hebrew, unlike the modern versions like the NIV and the ESV, which often discard the Hebrew and go with the Septuagint, the so-called Septuagint. And here's the thing about that. You know, in this verse, the modern versions are typically going to get this right because this is such an important verse. They don't want to freak people out. But there are lots of other places where they'll ditch the preserved word of God in Hebrew and instead go with the corrupt Septuagint. God bless you. Have a great day.